Believers Bible Assembly is pleased to welcome you this morning to our teaching series called Searching the Scriptures. It is our prayer that many will tune in to hear this teaching from God's Word, and the Lord will open many hearts to an understanding of His Word and to His wonderful salvation. If you are enjoying and benefiting from this program, then please inform your family and friends to also listen in each week to this broadcast. At the end of the program, I will provide phone numbers for you to contact us so that you may comment or ask questions about what you have heard or if you would like some more information about our church. Now let us begin today's broadcast with some music that will help prepare our hearts for hearing God's Word. If you have a Bible handy, you may want to open and follow along with today's scripture reading. We will be reading from
Mark's Gospel, chapter 6. And he went out from there and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, "Where does this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto them, that even such mighty works are done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they were offended at him. But Jesus saith unto them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could not do any mighty works there, except that he laid his hands upon a few sick folks and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went around the villages teaching. And he called the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two. And he gave them power over unclean spirits and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey except a staff alone, no bag, no bread, no money in the belt, but to be shod with sandals and not to put on two coats. And he said to them, "In whatever place you enter into a house, abide there until you depart from that place. And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear you, when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed many who were sick with oil and healed them. And King Herod heard of him, for his name had been spread abroad, and he said that John the Baptist had risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works showed themselves in him. Others said that it was Elijah, and others said that it was a prophet, or as one of the prophets. But when Herod heard, he said, "It is John whom I beheaded. He has risen from the dead." For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John, and had bound him in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. For he had married her, and John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him, and desired him to be killed. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just and holy man. And he kept him safe, and when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. And a convenient day came when Herod made a great supper to great men on his birthday, and to the chief captains, and to the first men of Galilee. And when the daughter of Herodias herself came in and danced and pleased Herod and those who sat with him, the king said to the girl, "Ask whatever you desire from me, and I will give it to you." And he swore unto her, whatever she would ask from him, he would give it unto her, unto the half of his kingdom. And she went forth and said to her mother, "What shall I ask?" And she said, "Ask for the head of John the Baptist." And immediately she came in with haste to the king and asked, saying, I desire that you give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a charger. And the king was exceeding sorry, but for his oath's sake and for the sake of those who sat with him, he would not reject her. And immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded his head to be brought, and he went and beheaded him in the prison, and brought his head in a charger and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard, they came and took up his corpse and laid it in a tomb. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all the things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said to them, You yourselves come apart into a desert place now and rest for a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no opportunity even to eat. And they privately departed into a desert place by ship. And the people saw them leaving, and many knew him. And on foot out of the cities ran together there. And they went before them and came together to him. And when he came out, Jesus saw many people. And he was moved with compassion toward them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far gone, his disciples came to him and said, This is a desert place, and now the time has gone past. Send them away so that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy bread for themselves, for they have nothing to eat. And he answered and said to them, You give them something to eat. And they said to him, Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? And he said to them, How many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they knew, they said, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all to sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up into heaven, and he blessed and broke the loaves. And he gave them to his disciples and set before them. And he divided the 2 fishes among them, and they all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes, and those who ate of the loaves were about 5,000 men. And immediately he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he sent the people away. And when he had sent them away, he went into a mountain to pray. And when evening had come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he was alone in the land. And he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary to them. And about the 4th watch of the night, he came to them walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them, but when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed that it was a ghost, and they cried out, for they all saw him, and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them, and said, Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. And he went up into the ship to them, and the wind stopped. And they were very amazed within themselves beyond measure, and wondered, for they did not consider the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. When they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret, and drew to shore. When they had come out of the ship, immediately they knew him. And they ran through that whole region all around, and began to carry in beds those who were sick, wherever they heard that he was. And wherever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and begged him that they might, as it were, touch but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole.
To Jesus I surrender all, to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all.
Lesson 34, Honoring God's Servant. In today's lesson, we shall learn about honoring God's servant. Although Jesus was not honored in his hometown, he certainly was very popular in other areas because of his power to heal people. The disciples were sent out as servants of God to preach in the villages. We also will see how King Herod felt pressured to kill John the Baptist, also one of God's servants. In this chapter, Jesus feeds the multitude and walks on the waves of the sea. When Jesus entered his home country and was teaching, the people became offended because they knew his family and relatives and did not think he was anyone so special. Jesus said that a prophet is not without honor except in his home, among his relatives, and his household. People have a hard time to understand how God can take simple and poor people and do great and mighty things. God loves to do this, so we will see the work is from God and not from men. The disciples were sent out to preach in the villages, and Jesus said they should not take money, food, or extra clothes with them, but look to the Lord to provide through those to whom they would preach. He was teaching them to live by faith when serving their God. Realizing that some would not listen to them or provide for them, he said that they should shake the dust off of their feet when leaving a place that did not receive them. This would be a symbolic gesture against them as refusing the kindness of God, and they would one day be judged severely for their unwillingness to honor God's servants. How we treat God's servants is a reflection of how we think about God and how we treat God. So we should remember that when we are listening to men preach or offer to help them in practical ways. By God's help, the disciples cast out demons and healed many people. Now we have the story of King Herod, who had a birthday party for himself, and his adulterous wife had a daughter who danced before the king and his guest. Herod was very pleased with her dancing and offered her up to half of his kingdom. She quickly consulted with her mother to see what she should ask for. And Herodias, who hated John the Baptist, said she should ask for John the Baptist's head on a platter. Now Herod feared and respected John and was very sorry about this request because he did not really want to kill John. However, he did not want to lose face before all of his dinner guests, so he ordered that John be killed and his head brought to the girl. This very sad event seems so unfair and unrighteous. Why did God allow these wicked people to kill a good and innocent man? Well, it might all seem rather tragic to our eyes, but God will have his justice in the end. Far too often people do things to look good in the sight of others, even when they know it is wrong. It may seem good for the immediate circumstances, but know that one day we shall answer to God for all the things which we did. We should always try to build our lives around honoring God and not other people or ourselves. Then we will be careful to stay away from sin. When the disciples returned to Jesus from their preaching campaign, they found it difficult to even eat a meal because of the many people coming and going. Jesus said they should depart to a deserted place, but even there the crowds saw them going and followed them. When Jesus saw the crowds coming to meet him, he was not annoyed because he had no peace or time to himself, but rather had compassion on the multitude, saying that they were like sheep which had no shepherd. Jesus taught the crowds many things, and also realizing that the people were hungry, Jesus asked his disciples to feed the huge crowd of thousands of people. The disciples told Jesus even if they had lots of money, they could never feed this large crowd. So Jesus asked how much food they had. They told him they had 5 loaves and 2 fish. Then he asked his disciples to have the people sit in groups of hundreds and fifties on the grass. He then blessed and broke the bread and gave to the disciples. Miraculously, the food was multiplied and everyone had enough to eat, and even plenty of food was left over. This important miracle is recorded in each of the 4 Gospels and reminds us that God is our great provider, supplying us food to eat. God made us in such a way that we are dependent on His care to feed us. He, indeed, is the great shepherd of the sheep, looking after all of our needs. After everyone had eaten and Jesus had sent his disciples in a boat to travel across the lake, he himself went into the mountain to pray alone. After tending to the many needs of the day And now that it was very late, Jesus resorts to prayer so he can be alone with his Father, perhaps to speak about the death of John or to speak of the next steps he must take in his service to mankind. While men failed to honor Jesus, certainly his Father in heaven found great delight in his Son, for he always did his will and manifested the love and mercy of God to needy humanity. After some time in prayer, Jesus sees his disciples struggling against the wind on the lake, and he goes to them walking on the waves of the sea. Truly, everything we witness Jesus doing reveals that he is much more than a mere man or a prophet. He is truly the Son of God, for he can raise the dead to life, feed 5,000 people with a small lunch, and walk on top of the water. The disciples were frightened and thought they were seeing a ghost, but Jesus calms their fears and said it was he himself. After Jesus boarded the boat and they reached the other side of a lake, again many people recognized him and came to him. They brought him many that were sick and laid them in places where they hoped they could just reach and touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched Jesus were healed. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house." Mark chapter 6, verse 4.
All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasure all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
And now for today's Bible question. Today we saw that Jesus was not honored in his hometown, but was sought out by many others who recognized his powers to heal. We learned how his disciples were to trust God for their supplies while they were serving God. We learned about Jesus' power to provide food and to walk above the waves of the sea. And we saw how John the Baptist was tragically executed for speaking the truth. Someone might ask the question, should I serve God and preach righteousness if it means I could be hurt or even killed? John the Baptist was tragically killed by Herod because of the request of Herodias' daughter and because he did not want to look bad in front of all his guests. It did not seem a very good reason to take off the head of a righteous man, and it might make some of us fearful to speak up for God. John had spoken against the adulterous relationship between the king and Herodias. This infuriated the wicked Herodias, for she did not like to be publicly shamed by John's preaching. But John was only speaking the truth. John had to be a brave man to speak so openly and boldly against the king and his sin. For the king certainly had power to do harm to John if he wanted to. When any of us decide we want to be faithful to Jesus, then we must be willing to stand against what is evil, even if that means standing against those who are higher in authority and power. Yes, this might be very costly. Do not expect that when you speak out against someone's evil behavior, that you will not suffer for it. People who do the right thing and speak the truth can expect that the world will hate them, and may even try to kill them in some circumstances. If we weigh out the consequences, then perhaps we might conclude it is not worth it to fight against sin and sinners if they have power to hurt us or kill us. However, when we look at it from God's perspective, we shall realize that we do not need to fear what man can do to us. The worst any man can do to a Christian is send him to see Jesus a little sooner than expected, and that is not so bad. For the Bible says to be with Christ is far better than staying in this world. Jesus said that if the world hated him, that it would hate his disciples also. So those who want to follow Jesus should anticipate some suffering and pain also. Jesus went to the cross to wash away the guilt of our sins, and we should also be willing to suffer in order to join in God's fight against evil and sin. If we serve God in a proper manner, then we will find that some of the things we say and do will not be popular with the people. It is never nice to deal with sin, but the honest servant of God must tell people plainly that their sin is wrong and will be judged. I recall once having to deal with a situation where I saw someone disobeying the word of God. I was somewhat fearful to confront the individual unless I should offend them. I talked with an older Christian man about it, and he said to me some wise words which I will always remember. He said, "The word of God offends. Anyone who preaches the truth of God's word will offend some people, especially when it cuts across their pride, their reputation, or their money and security. The Word of God is not meant to make us feel good about ourselves and make us content in an evil, sinful world, but it confronts us with sin and calls us to repent and trust in Jesus to save us. How about you? Have you admitted to God that you are a sinner? Have you humbled yourself before God and accepted His remedy for your sin? Call upon Jesus today to save your soul, and you will find forgiveness from God and a home in heaven. Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Just before we conclude today's broadcast, we want our listeners to be aware of our Emmaus Bible courses that we are making available. These courses are from Emmaus Bible College in the USA. There are 12 courses in the first series and also 12 in the second series. These courses begin with the basic teachings of Christianity and move on to more advanced doctrinal studies in subjects such as biblical marriage, the New Testament Church, and evangelism. If you should be interested in becoming a student of these courses, or feel that you could use these materials to help others grow in their Christian walk, then please feel free to contact us and we will provide the information needed to get you started. You may phone Shadrach in Kumasi at 024-442-1948, or if you have access to the internet, please visit our website at www.bibleassemblychurch.com, where you will find details about the Emmaus courses and a student registration form that you can download and use to register as an Emmaus student. If you want to become a true born-again Christian, here is what you must do. 1. Admit that you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Realize that God hates your sin and must judge it. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death," and this means eternal separation from God. 3. Realize that God loves you and does not want you to perish. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." 4. Realize that Jesus paid your debt of sin for you. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit." 5. Accept God's free gift of eternal life by faith. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name." And also in Romans chapter 10 verse 9 it says, "That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." And number 6, also be assured that your salvation is through Christ alone and not your works. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 say, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." If you would like to receive God's free gift of eternal life right now, you may by a simple prayer made to God in faith. You could pray like this: "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and that I deserve God's judgment. I do not want to have to face that judgment, but I want to be saved and go to heaven. So please forgive me of my sins and come into my life now to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for dying for my sins, and I thank you for the free gift of eternal life." If you have prayed this and believed with all your heart in Jesus as your Savior, then the Word of God assures you that you have been saved. It is not based on how you feel, but on your trust in the Lord Jesus. Thank you for listening to today's lesson. If you have any questions or comments for us, or you would like more information about God's way of salvation or about our church, then please contact us. You may call Daniel at 024-325-1081, or if you prefer to speak to me, then you may call Shadrach at 024-442-1948. Again, those numbers are Daniel at 024-325-1081, or for Chi, call Shadrach at 024-442-1948. The Believer's Bible Assembly is a non-denominational church believing and practicing the teachings of the New Testament. Please tune in to this broadcast each Sunday morning at this time. Until next time, may the Lord bless you. Today.